provides a wide array of services to the clients who come in there, some of which are legal services. So you have an opportunity to put people working in that for clinician practice.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I guess my question is, to clarify, we wouldn't be stamping out the Carbondale Law School. We would instead be tapping into a previously untapped market in Springfield or Edwardsville?
The region.
Yes.
The region.
Right.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
I have a question. Does anybody have any idea the expense of this satellite? That's one of the things.
We've got early ideas, but it's not ready for prime time, Dr. Portwood. I mean, again, the notion today was, as these guys know, I've been getting nervous about the fact we've been doing these meetings, we've been, you know, looking at performance on space and all that, and I've been nervous that we got to get this in front of the board to kind of get the blessing to keep moving forward. So that was today. There are some numbers, but I'm not ready to go forward with anything yet. But we're trying to get some ideas put together.
I'm going to move around the
table. And it's dual.
And to jump real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Dr. Portwood, we've had people from the community and from the legislature who have come to us and said, what's it going to take to do this? And one of the first things we say is money. And they're like, okay, let's see what we can do to help you with that.
So you think you'll have some real fundraising?
Yes.
Locally?
Yes.
So I'm hearing you say you want to see numbers at some
point. Yeah, what
point
this would start to move forward.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's not put this on the consent agenda.
CMP.
Point well taken. I'm sorry.
Well, Dr. Portwood stole my thunder. I would like to see it, you know, see whether or not it's financially feasible. Is the goal, though, to be, because of state appropriations, to be self-supporting after a certain period? And I would assume that would be the goal.
It is. It is.
The likelihood of state support coming through, would you categorize as high?
Good.
Okay.
Promising.
So I would like to see the numbers as well.
Yeah,
The idea of an appropriation would not be for that to be there in perpetuity. But, you know, if you think about getting out of the ground, one of the things that the ABA requires is a full-time, at what point you say we're going there as a full-time person that would have to be hired on the ground to oversee that work. We'd probably have to end up, depending on the space, there'd be an upfront lease payment until we get those classes in to pay for itself. And that would be the nature of the appropriation to get us that seed money started. And then the intention, it would be a standalone self-supporting center. Has to be.
Just a couple points. I did get a chance to talk to Chris Behan, the acting dean of the law school. He says, and I'm sure Carlo knows this also, and I expect Randy does too, that there are models out there of other law schools that have satellites. They all work slightly differently, but among them we could find one we like or think we can rejigger for our own needs. But for example, one of the things he talked about was at least starting with a weekend law school where people would actually fly in for the weekend, go to school, go home to their regular weekday jobs. So there are all kinds of possibilities here.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, there are innumerable possibilities. And so I think what I'm hearing is that everybody sort of wants to
keep
looking.
The process. And it's okay because eventually you're going to see, we really haven't broken at the surface level in a lot of public news about this.
Until now.
And you may start to see a bit of that, but it was time to at least get a general okay to keep pursuing, looking, getting the data.
And the consensus is we're interested, from what I'm hearing,
mm-hmm.
without a current and pending item,
obviously. Yes.
Okay.
Can I also say that if we're going to move forward, one of the things that we need to do is we need to engage the law school faculty so we can make a, I think we need to have some articulation of a true mission differentiation between what it means to go to main campus and what we're going to provide there, and have everybody agreement with what's happening, so we don't end up with creating two identical law schools that end up feeding on each other.
I agree.
And then we end up hurting it because we end up diluting our resources.
Yes, I fully agree. Part of this part of this getting the blessing was to kind of be able to start doing some of that, because to Carlo's point, we've got to start pulling, we've got to go back to the faculty now with a more intense discussion, more direct ideas, et cetera.
And then the idea of the master's in legal studies is, I think, huge too. And that's a great
it's good. I think it's a good bridge for as we work through those process.
All right. And
thank you.
All right, we're
talk
on
about,
time.
Talk about that.
Wow, the general would be proud of us. All right, so we're moving on to lunch and the president's staff panel. So I think, do we need to take a break for a minute?
We can get the lunch out.
All right,
and then if you want to get your staff.
Yeah, we'll get them up here. And
all right, so we're going to work through lunch.
Back in Davis, that's why we had a bigger air force in the state of Illinois. And the medical school, there would be 2 or 3 flights a day to carry professors back and forth to Carbondale and Springfield.
Sam Goldman.
It's a great opportunity.
Sam Goldman will tell you about those days because he was a prof for a while.
This girl would have been in Springfield. I would have taken the hour and a half drive. Because it would have been worth my while for the financial reasons. The tuition tripled.
Sam and was a PhD in our department. His father was a school nurse. And we got one up and we got one back. Okay. Times have changed. And we still do. So long.